Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Ovaltine, the world-famous food drink. I know all you young aviation fans and followers of Captain Midnight know a lot about flying and about flying terms. You know what it means, for instance, when an aviator says he's flying right on the beam. You know he means he's flying straight for his goal, exactly on his course. But let me ask you this. Are you right on the beam yourself? Are you getting where you want to go as fast as you can? Now, I'm talking about your health, your weight, your height. Are you getting stronger and huskier every day with more pep and ginger? Are you becoming more popular with your friends? Well, here's what thousands of smart young fellas and girls are doing to keep themselves headed in the right direction. They're drinking Ovaltine regularly, every day. You see, Ovaltine brings you vitamins and minerals and other things you need to keep yourself right on the beam. Food substances you often don't get enough of in ordinary meals. So if you want to keep racing along on your course right on the beam like a high-speed plane, you just start drinking sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine two or three times a day. You'll like it. You'll really go for its taste. You'll say it's the most delicious way in the world to get the things you need to make yourself bigger and stronger and huskier.
That is Mosh McConn on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the greatest one-hit wonder in the history of Canadian rock and roll. Just to let you know that, yes, this is a show about comedy, but we're also pleading for you to come in and phone in your donations and give us some money. I can't really pitch that well, so I'm going to get some assistance from a comedian I know, a guy named Bill Murray.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer the whole all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on, you know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff. Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta fire some money. Gotta come back. Head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
That was Bill Murray and his brother Brian Doyle Murray in a sketch from a National Lampoon comedy record from 1977 called That's Not Funny, That's Sick. And before that, Bill Murray pleading for you to pledge money for CITR. Let me tell you what you get if you do pledge money. At 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. $25 donation gets you one Friends of CITI card, which gets you discounts at fine independent businesses around town, and one free CD. A donation of $45 to our station gets you a one Friends of CITR card plus two free CDs. A $60 donation gets you two Friends of CITR cards, three free CDs, and one free CITR t-shirt. For a donation of $101.90, get it, 101.9, get it, gets you two free Friends of CITR cards, five free CDs, one free CITR t-shirt, and one limited edition CITR t-shirt. I have no idea what that means. For a $150 donation, will get you two Friends of CITR discount cards, seven free CDs, one CITR t-shirt, and one limited edition shirt, and one CITR hoodie. What does that mean, a limited edition shirt? I have no idea. And for a donation of $250, you will get two Friends of CITR cards, 10 free CDs, two CITR t-shirts, two limited edition shirts, whatever that means, and one CITR hoodie. So that is my spiel for Laugh Tracks today. This is going to be our radio-themed episode, since this is a radio pledge drive, and we've already heard Bill Murray begging for your money. Here's some sounds from records that were sent to radio stations in a bygone era of the 50s and 60s and 70s. These are records that were meant for the consumption of radio programmers, but not meant to be played on the air. And they're a bit of a time capsule, so enjoy this, won't you?
Jefferson K. is program director of the 50,000-watt giant, WKBW Buffalo, New York.
KB is a contemporary, highly individual, personality-oriented, and hopefully entertaining radio station. Since the turn to top 40, music and news, rock and roll, whatever you choose to call it, some 15 years ago, KB has led the market with a policy of personality radio. We've tried to adhere to a certain kind of predictable unpredictability, and at the same time, we've never been afraid to break rules if the situation or if the personality lends itself to that kind of a situation. My philosophy is that the listener should not be a cipher, a neuter, that the station should not be background. We try to make them consciously think of the station as more than just a place on the radio dial. It's the center of activity in the community. Dan Everett, now doing 6 to 10, is a homegrown product. He's been at KB Radio now for 10 years, first as afternoon drive, and now doing mornings. And if pressed, I would have to say that although he causes me an awful lot of headaches, I don't think I've ever heard a more consistent, more human-sounding entertainer.
Hey, guess what today is? Today is Bachelor Day. Big fat tears have started to roll from my director's eyes, remembering those wonderful days of yesteryore. Now, you weren't happy as a bachelor. What fun is it to be a bachelor? A bachelor...
Where did the car letters CJVI begin? Was it the time when the Learjet Flaming Arrow set its course for the Parliament buildings in Ottawa? That was the day that Fearless Phil asked,
"Is that our target?"
"Roger, Mike's place."
"Soon it will be bombs away, eh? But wait, there's a message on the radio."
Flaming Arrow, this is Control. Cancel mission. CJVI, CJVI."
Flaming Arrow returning to base as ordered, but what's with this CJVI?
"Canada joins Vancouver Island. Out."
Does CJVI really stand for Canada joins Vancouver Island? Well, so says M.E. and W. Ballantyne of Whaletown, British Columbia. We'd like to hear your ideas, too. Address all entries to CJVI Station Call, Box 940, Victoria. A reminder that all entries produced and used on the air, the entrants will receive a special gift from CJVI. And, of course, all entries become the property of Radio 9.
Short, innovative sounds you hear scattered throughout this presentation are called pushers for your station production. Production expanders that can be used with your voice over promos, PSAs, and short client productions. WKNX, with a cash-winning Enjoy Yourself weekend beginning Friday at WKNX. And instrumental thematic beds for voiceover copy, for station promos, advertiser copy, but most of all, for station promotion.
Raleigh. 4 o'clock, the Big 85, and I must confess I'm a little on edge today. I feel about as frustrated as Martha Mitchell trying to play charades. Yes, from the Fragile LP and Roundabout at WKIX, 403 with Steve Roddy.
It may be an Overland Road.
It's 403 at WKIX. This afternoon we're saluting Pittsboro, North Carolina. Welcome to our world, Pittsboro. These are the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees with Steve Roddy from WKIX at 408.
Bye-bye.
Understand that recently Olivia Newton-John was declared royalty in Australia. In other words, she's now a lady. I just can't imagine giving her an introduction anymore, though. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the Lady John. Just doesn't have a ring to it for some reason. 413 at WKIX with Steve Underradio.
Neil Young, searching for a heart of gold.
The Harvest Album, Heart of Gold at WKIX, 415 with Steve Roddy.
Mike Mitchell from 6 until 9 p.m. Now, Mike, aside from his airship, is also our music director. And Mike joined us from our sister station, WTOB, in Winston-Salem about 2 years ago.
Mike Mitchell.
WKIX.
WKIX FM.
Raleigh. 8 o'clock at the Big 85. Goose Creek Symphony at WKIX. For those of you who did not get what you wanted for Christmas, you can go over Santa's head. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? It's 803 with Mike Mitchell.
Colony Mobile Homes, Highway 70, east of Durham.
804 at the Giant of the South with Mike Mitchell. The request line open, 851-3277. For the capital city, if you live in Durham, Creedmoor, or Butner, you're toll free at 682-0859. Cassidy leaves the Partridge Family Nest. Could it be forever? Boss Hitbound at WKIX with Mike Mitchell. It's 8:06.
It's the real thing.
Coca-Cola. We'll be the proud owner of the 250 Enduro and WKIX proving again why we're number one. 8:07 at the Big 85. 1964, the souvenir year for the Crystals at Big Kicks. Golden for the Crystals at WKIX. He Walked Me Home. The Ian Matthews version will play before too long with Mike Mitchell. It's 8:09.
9 until midnight would really be our newest man, I guess, Rick Dees, who also joined us, who is part-time in Winston-Salem at WTOB. And Rick has been with us a little over a year now, about a year and a half. And Rick also is a graduating senior at North Carolina over in Chapel Hill.
Rick Dees.
WKIX.
WKIX FM.
Raleigh.
10 o'clock on the Big 85. You got Rick Dees from WKIX. It's 10:03 and from 1971, beginning of the end in Funky Nassau. A lot like the Funky Chicken, only the feathers don't get in your way.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night, we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were at the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and our fun drive. The phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Phone in and make a pledge if you do care about radio. And we're listening to clips all about radio today on Laugh Tracks.
February 19, 1978. February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983. 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. Now, a mini computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
New to you on K9 Kid Power Radio, that's the big one. C-Spot Dick Jane from the supergroup Minneapolis St. Paul. You got the squirrely thing to do, Billy Squirrel, with the satellite sounds for listeners 9 and under. K9 Kitty Radio.
K9 Kitty Radio.
At last, an erotic movie for 9-year-olds and under. Tiny Throat. See what happens when an innocent game of doctor gets out of hand.
Tiny Throat. It'll make your tinker toy.
Complete news next on K9 Kid Power Radio. Give us 15 seconds of your time and we'll give you the world.
Watch for the mobile abortion clinic in your neighborhood. Open this week from midnight to 4 a.m. in the alley behind the Dixie Motel.
Here's the news. Wink is a wink for all you people who don't want to think.
This is Barbara Walters with the news.
So, what of tomorrow? Technology is off and running in quantum leaps. Radio may be linked by a mere thread to the customs of today. Two things are certain. It will still need listeners, and it will still have programming and marketing problems. On Side 2, we invite you to hear how TM is developing tomorrow's creative solutions right now.
Come on, goddammit, excuse me, but this is ridiculous. We've been putting out, now put up or shut up. We're going off the air if you don't do it. I mean, you're only hurting yourself. All right, I'm sorry. Nobody's calling now because I blew up. Now, I'm sorry. I'll play a record or something. But please, somebody call 555-2150. I'm sorry for yelling.
Rally.
4 o'clock at the Big 85, and I must confess I'm a little on edge today. I feel about as frustrated as Martha Mitchell trying to play charades. Yes, from the Fragile LP and Roundabout at WKIX, 403 with Steve Roddy.
It may be an Oberlin Road.
It's 403 at WKIX. This afternoon we're saluting Pittsboro, North Carolina. Welcome to our world, Pittsboro. These are the Bee Gees. Bee Gees with Steve Roddy from WKIX at 4:08.
Bye, bye,
Dorothy.
And DeSantis. Recently, Olivia Newton-John was declared royalty in Australia. In other words, she's now a lady. I just can't imagine giving her an introduction anymore, though. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the Lady John. Just doesn't have a ring to it for some reason. 413 at WKIX with Steve on the radio.
Neil Young, searching for a heart of gold.
Neil Young from the Harvest album, Heart of Gold at WKIX. 415 with Steve Roddy.
Mike Mitchell from 6 until 9 p.m. Now, Mike, aside from his airship, is also our music director. And Mike joined us from our sister station, WTOB, in Winston-Salem about 2 years ago.
Mike Mitchell.
WKIX.
WKIX FM.
Raleigh.
8 o'clock at the Big 85. Goose Creek Symphony at WKIX. For those of you who did not get what you wanted for Christmas, you can go over Santa's head. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? It's 803 with Mike Mitchell.
Colony Mobile Homes, Highway 70, east of Durham.
804 at the Giant of the South with Mike Mitchell. The request line open, 851-3277. For the capital city, if you live in Durham, Creedmoor, or Butner, you're toll free at 682-0859. Cassidy leaves the Partridge Family nest. Could it be forever? Boss hit bound to WKIX with Mike Mitchell. It's 8:06.
It's the real thing.
Coca-Cola. We'll be the proud owner of the 250 Enduro and WKIX proving again why we're number one. 8:07 at the Big 85. 1964, the souvenir year for the Crystals at Big Kicks. Golden for the Crystals at WKIX. He walked me home. The Ian Matthews version will play before too long with Mike Mitchell. It's 8:09.
9 until midnight would really be our newest man, I guess, Rick Dees, who also joined us, who's part-time in Winston-Salem at WTOB. And Rick has been with us a little over a year now, about a year and a half. And Rick also is a graduating senior at North Carolina over in Chapel Hill.
Rick Dees.
WKIX.
WKIX FM.
Raleigh.
10 o'clock on the Big 85. You got Rick Dees from WKIX. It's 10:03 and from 1971, beginning of the end in Funky Nassau. A lot like the Funky Chicken, only the feathers don't get in your way.
WKIX, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're currently having our first ever fundraising pledge drive here on CITR, asking you to phone in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. UBC-CITR. We're saluting radio this episode, and we want you to salute radio as well. But right now, we're going to listen to the ballad of a DJ.
It was early this morning. We heard the news. It's so sad. It's so blue. He wasn't a doctor. Passed away, so let the golden flow
its nature. If you're going to succeed in tomorrow radio, you must be open to new ideas, creative new ideas in promoting and identifying your station. That's what we offer you at TM Today. New approaches to creativity to help you position, program, market, and sell your product, your station. January of 1976. The You Campaign opens. The positioning era for radio. The You Campaign. TM had introduced a challenging step forward in station self-promotion and advertising.
You.
Hundreds of stations now know the You Campaign means solid positioning, the delivery of a benefit to the listener. Now, the next step. Hundreds of stations are now about to build on their experience with You Too. Was undertaken only after extensive information gathering on the performance of the You Campaign. What evidence was there that audiences were responding? Just what proof could we show that the You positioning really was the advertising blockbuster stations said it was? Our test market was San Francisco, home of KFRC and the You Campaign. We selected people at random living in the San Francisco area and contacted them by telephone. The list of specific questions asked included...
Does KFRC have...
Real torture, you know. Listen to somebody pleading for money. I make a fool of myself begging for money when I got more going for me than a lot of you. And you won't give me $2, you know. I got that much money. I'll match all the money pledged in the next hour. I'm getting some money when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150, and I'll write out the check. And it won't hurt that bad because I got it. But it would hurt me enough so you get your money's worth.
Raleigh. 4 o'clock at the Big 85, and I must confess I'm a little on edge today. I feel about as frustrated as Martha Mitchell trying to play charades. Yes, from the Fragile LP and Roundabout at WKIX, 403 with Steve Roddy.
It may be an Oberlin Road.
It's 403 at WKIX. This afternoon we're saluting Pittsburgh.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see.
A center of communication, the home of Big Johnny Rev.
Columbus is great to live in and work in.
A friendly and happy place to be.
My love is Columbus. That's my wonderful town.
Columbus has the Yankees and Fort Benning.
Columbus is a port city.
Columbus has a ball,
but that's not all.
Columbus has WDAK.
Columbus has colleges and schools,
museums and a symphony.
Columbus
Columbus, your best bet, and better yet,
Columbus has Big Johnny Rev.
From Atlanta to Savannah and Augusta, the many towns of style and grace. Auburnites, Lumpkinites, Manchesterites too, they like WDAK.
Song about Columbus, Georgia from WDAK Radio in the United States. Of course, that's off of 45. That is called just what I said it was called, and I have no other information about it other than that you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is Laugh Tracks, generally a show about comedy. Tonight, it's a show about radio as we're having our first ever CITR Pledge Drive fundraiser, asking listeners to help support the station that you listen to by phoning in at 604-822-2487 604-UBC-CITR and pledge money if you like what you hear on this station, not just right now, but around the clock. Right now, we're going to listen to some stuff about Radio WIMD.
1250 WTAE. Look at all the things we got, my friend, that others have not.
If it's the kind of responsiveness your station prides itself on, your image is about to take on a vivid new definition.
Radioactively, peripatetically with you night and day. Here's one thing no one else can say. WTAE.
Complete presentations of each series featured here are available by simply returning the enclosed reply card or calling us collect at 214-634-8511. Your TM representative has full details on the sounds and needs of tomorrow radio. Brass. Strings. Percussion. The power is ideas in station imagery. Can hear the power. Let your listeners feel it. WIND has the power. You can have the power too. New ideas will shape the future of radio. TM Productions is using these ideas now. If creative new ideas belong in your today, your choice is an enviable one. Call us. We'll work together with ideas right out of tomorrow. If you're in the market for something to attract listeners to your station on a regular basis, this is it.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Hour. Minute.
The Comedy Situation features the creative minds and talents of Alan Gordon and Jack Newman, who understand what comedy, production values, and professionalism are all about.
At the same time, I think there are people who'd listen to the radio and listen, not just use it as background. It's kind of for these people that we write this stuff.
Where do you get most of your material?
It's really hard to say. I guess from life. Life, yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone who contributes more in one area than the other?
Yeah, he does.
Together, they have written and recorded 65 bright, witty, and entertaining episodes entitled The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute.
That's 13 weeks of programming to attract listeners to your station. 65 two-minute programs to attract sponsors to your station. An opportunity to bolster your ratings. Programs like these.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Hour. Minute.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute is brought to you each day at this time by Slack Shack.
Some pan stores keep you waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
If you've been to our place, there's one thing that you found.
Slack Shack doesn't give Levi's waiting around. Whoa, whoa.
You've been listening to the Comedy Situation Comedy Minute with Alan Gordon and Jack Newman. Guests of the Comedy Situation Comedy Minute stayed at my house. Remember, if you haven't heard it here, you haven't heard it here.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute is available exclusively through the Characters Talent Agency Limited in Toronto, Canada. You can order the 65-episode package or inquire further about it by writing to The Comedy Situation, care of the Characters Talent Agency, 107 Queen Street East, Toronto, M5C1S1, Ontario, or by phoning area code 416 and the number 863-1411. That's 863-1411. The Comedy Situation is sold in each market on a first-come, first-served basis.
I do it all for you.
Good. Good for you.
WQXI.
You've just heard another TM First, high-intensity production IDs, Clio award-winning production styles designed for the alternative.
Only the best music.
WQXI.
The alternative. Do not take only as directed. Do your own thing.
WQXI.
You could sound like all the others, but now there's an alternative. An image ID series with new techniques for aggressive programmers, conscious of their station's image. Why is there an alternative? We thought you deserved it.
TM's having a sale. For a limited time in your market, we're selling time and sound. Time to produce incredible commercials and the sound to do it with, all in one fantastic package.
The Production Source.
The Production Source.
From TM, the industry's newest library advancement in commercial production music and sound effects. Light years ahead of anything else available for creative support. We're selling you time by saving you the time it takes to find the right music or sound effect for any spot. It's all right here. Commercial and random length beds, rhythm pads with accents, instrumental thematic sets, and accent punctuators, all arranged for quick, easy use. And because the Production Source is continuously supplemented, you'll never experience a problem with time or sound again. It's a limited time offer. One per market. When it's sold in yours, the sale ends. For information, call Tim Moore, collect at TM Productions, 214-634-8511. The Production Source. It's about time.
Rah.
Man way to handle hay bales? You bet. With a Sperry New Holland automatic bale wagon, one man can pick up, load, haul, and stack up to 2,500 bales a day without touching a single bale. Sperry New Holland has three automatic bale wagons that retrieve a full load at a time from the stack and two models that do it all. Pick up, load, haul, stack, retrieve, and even unload one bale at a time onto your Mao conveyor. Call your Sperry New Holland dealer for a demonstration soon and see what an automatic bale wagon can do for you in your haying operation. Avoid backaches and the expense of hired hands with a Sperry New Holland automatic bale wagon.
Participating Enjoy Yourself client cuts.
When someone tells you to enjoy yourself, what's the first thing you think of? Well, let me tell you, around Dixon Cycle Center, enjoy yourself means owning a Honda. Whether it's for daily transportation or part-time fun, a Honda from Dixon Cycle Center, 1073 Summer Avenue, is a fun experience. Do it on a Honda this weekend from Dixon Cycle Center.
Enjoy yourself.
Do it on a Honda.
What better way to enjoy yourself tonight than a movie? Now playing at the Eastgate Cinema 4, Paul Newman and Bernadette Peters in Hollywood's biggest science fiction ever, Star Shuttle. Star Shuttle is a movie the entire family can enjoy, and what a great place to enjoy yourself at Eastgate Cinema 4. Showtime 7:30 and 9:25. Star Shuttle is rated PG.
More station IDs.
Okay, we just made it to $9,000. We just got the phone call. All right, I'm going to play some music in a second. I want to tell you first about who it was, the guy who came through, the guy who always comes through. My father just came in from Florida. He called from the airport, and he pledged $50. All right, let's hear it.
Here you go right now. Hurry!
93 KHJ.
The winning score gives you total continuity. The very same excitement that radiates from the logos you've just heard is expanded to cover all areas you control.
KHJ is my favorite radio station.
Say it and win.
KHJ is my favorite radio station.
Win trips, cash, choice concert tickets, anything. Just say it and win.
My favorite radio station.
All day, every day, KHJ picks numbers at random from all the Southern California phone books. Then we call. Here's how to win. We'll ask,
what's your favorite radio station?
You win when you answer,
KHJ is my favorite radio station.
We're going to call you. Say it and win.
KHJ.
Mark, you just claimed a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
$100, Mark.
I don't believe it.
100 dollars.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh, listen
to me.
$100
bill.
Fantastic.
You like that?
That is superb.
$10 bills.
Oh, my God.
$50 bills. $100 bills.
God, I'm in.
93KHJ.
When you gain the ability to orchestrate your station, when you control the change in intensity or energy level between elements, the listener's awareness of interruptions is lowered. As a result, listening is easier and continues over a longer time period. It should be evident to you by now that this score goes well beyond the limits of an ID package. The logo cuts, contest beds, and all the rest not only provide exceptional identity and continuity, but that first ever huge orchestra sound makes your station sound damn good. Individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are a cappellas, dozens and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture. For the first time, your own identity will be the dominant musical sound on your station, as full, as big, as classy as the best commercials or records you play. Is woven throughout the instrumental backgrounds, giving you an exciting way to accentuate your message. It's all for the sake of being a winner, and you will be with a winning score.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. This is Laugh Tracks, a show usually about comedy. Today it's a show about radio. We've just listened to a whole bunch of records put out for radio stations and how they can slick themselves up. And the way we can slick ourselves up is by getting pledges and people phoning in, donating to the station. The phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or else I'm going to continue to play records about farm equipment.
clean, fine cut from first load to last. That's what you get with a Sperry New Holland Model 718 4-inch harvester. The 718 features the exclusive 12-knife cutter head that chops as fine as 1/8 inch without a recutter screen. And the knives are reversible for twice the chopping life. Another Sperry New Holland exclusive is the flip-up feed roll. It provides immediate and complete access to the shear bar and smooth roll scraper area, making shear bar adjustment easier than ever before. A complete line of attachments are available, including 3 corn heads, 2 windrow pickups, and sickle bar. Call your Sperry New Holland dealer for a demonstration soon.
Take a look up front and see for yourself.
Oh, no, not another radiator.
How did that happen?
Oh, same as the last one, just coming down from the coal deck there.
Brother.
Well, let's get her off. How's a man supposed to make any money in this logging business with you guys busting up truck radiators twice a week?
Yeah.
You know how much it costs just to send that down to Nanaimo and back?
Send? Take it down yourself in the pickup truck.
Sure, and lose the best part of a day. Sure wish someone would open a radiator shop in Courtney or Comox.
Why don't you fix them here? You do most of the other truck maintenance on the job.
You ever fixed a radiator, Buster?
No, can't say as I have.
Know anyone who can, who isn't already in the business doing it?
No, can't say as I do.
All right, then. There's only one place to get it done, at the Island Radiator Place in Nanaimo. Now quit talking and give me a hand to get this thing off. I don't want it hanging around here forever.
Over the years, as the automobile grew in popularity and gradually became the prime mode of transportation, great advances were made in its design and operation. The radiator remained much the same as ever. No matter what is done to the operating and moving parts of the car's engine, it has to be cooled one way or another. Tonight's story deals with a man and his partners who made the automobile radiator and other water cooling systems their business. They learned the hard way, by doing. They went on to open their own maintenance shops in several British Columbia localities, and today own and operate the largest chain of radiator maintenance shops in Canada. On Vancouver Island, the company is known as Island Radiators Limited. On the mainland and in the interior of BC, as Arrow Radiator Limited. This is the story of four men and their contribution to Enterprise in Action.
Nick Howard went into Bodie's radiator shop in 1937, and there he stayed until the beginning of World War II. He proved to be a good student, and he picked up the tricks of the radiator trade quickly. In 1938, he felt he was doing well enough to get married, so he did. When the war came along, Nick Howard joined up and went into another interesting job with the Royal Canadian Corps of Signals. He was posted to a special unit of the RCCS stationed just outside Victoria. But Nick Howard didn't want to forget what he had learned in his pre-war years in the radiator business. He heard that a Victoria radiator company was looking for some part-time help, so he investigated. Until Nick Howard left Victoria, he worked during his days off at the Wells shop. The shop was located next door to the present site of the Victoria Company at 942 Fort Street. Nick worked there until his unit was sent to Australia to take part in the South Pacific campaign. But before he left, he was given the promise of a job after the war, if he were still interested, and as Nick Howard puts it, still alive. In 1946, he returned to Victoria to take up where he left off. Not long after he returned to Victoria, where he had taken the offer of a job from Len Wells, he met a Nanaimo man also in the radiator business. The man was Romeo Pilon. On the mainland, Romeo Pilon and M. Funk, the company accountant, are established. A former employee and trainee of the company, Bob Weinberg, is in charge at the Prince George plant. Another of the Pilon family, Raymond, is the boss man. One of the major problems still facing the company is trained men. It takes about 2 years to fully train a man for the job of radiator repair and maintenance. At the same time, the man has to have a natural ability for that type of work. As the operating radiator shops are the only training ground available, this presents a few problems. But these men who started with an idea and have in 10 short years seen their idea grow into the largest business of its kind in Canada are not to be easily discouraged. Their story and hopes for the future are graphic examples of enterprise in action.
Tonight you have heard the story of Island Radiators Limited and Arrow Radiators Limited, one company under two names operating throughout British Columbia. This dramatized episode in another in a series of programs about British Columbia business and industries entitled Enterprise in Action. It is presented weekly at this time by a group of British Columbians for Progress who are believers in and upholders of our free enterprise system. Again next week, hear another in this series, Enterprise in Action. Tonight's story was produced and directed in the studios of CJVI Victoria. Script by Maury Gwynn.
You're still listening to Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and our first ever Pledge Drive fundraiser. Thank you to those who have been phoning in and pledging money. You can still do so at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And today we're listening to records from radio stations and about radio stations by and for radio stations that are completely unlike CITR. And right now, to leave you tonight, I'm going to play a medley of songs, some put out by radio stations, some not. Songs about Montreal, Montreal Island City by Herman Apple and his orchestra on Polydor 45. Also a song called Montreal by Bob Hahn and the Canadians. And the theme song from Expo 67, Montreal, A Man in His World by the Travelers. And we'll close off tonight with some French-Canadian garage rock from César et les Romains. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Under your spell, the places, the places that I know so well. Excitingly French, you're my city. You swing as you sing like your mademoiselle. Montreal Island City, the first time I saw you I fell. City was picked away back when the new world first began. You can't imagine just how many wonderful things were put together.
But I've been there and I can.
Oh, the mighty St. Lawrence. So they
Pleurer ou gémir, je dis non. Je dis non. tu es.